Hey fam, I'm Jada Pinkett Smith, and this is the Red Table Talk podcast. All your favorite episodes from the Facebook Watch show in audio, produced by Westbrook Audio and iHeartRadio. Please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
I guess we'll just wait for her.
I invited one of my favorite people to join us today, Tiffany Haddish.
Jada! Hello?
She's loud, she's funny, Jada. She's in your face, and you'll always know when she's around. Tiff!
Jada! Hey, girl!
She's overcome foster care, illiteracy, homelessness, and has now hustled her way into the heart of Hollywood.
Well, you brought me kale.
Yes, kale. We can make a salad out of that.
Because I love kale. Now, what kind of kale is this,
that
though?
That is the Tuscan kale. Right, okay. Here, the Tuscan dark kale green, full of vitamins. And you can have that cooler, too. I had got from Target, so.
Get ready for one of the most motivating and hilarious talks at the Red Table with my girl, Tiffany.
Yeah. All right, let's do this.
Nice.
Yes. You gotta sit there.
Okay.
So you brought me a gift.
Uh-huh. I did.
Okay, I brought you a gift.
Okay. Oh, she beautiful.
Yes.
She is gorgeous.
Just so y'all know, every time I see Tiffany, I give her a bag of some kind.
She helping me step my game up.
Yeah.
Oh, this is gorgeous.
That's for you, mama.
It's a Valentino?
Yes.
I said it right, too. Huh?
Yes. That's
this
yours.
Is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're
thank
so
you,
welcome.
Thank you. Thank
so,
you.
Tiff,
mm-hmm.
I'm really thankful for our friendship when we did Girls Trip. I had no idea who you were. You were funny as hell. I was like, oh, this is going to be a fun movie, but we just clicked.
Yeah.
It's because we've had different experiences, but our backgrounds are very similar. We both thought that we just going to end up being that statistic.
Yeah, I thought I was going to be a baby mama.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be a baby mama with like 5 kids, 4 baby daddies, like collect a county check.
Right.
You know?
And so when you came up to me one day and you were like, I know some of your homeboys in Baltimore. Like, I know.
By the way, Chris says, hey.
I know some of your homeboys in Baltimore, and you were like, me and you, we got similar stories, wink, wink. And I was like, all right, this is going to be good, because I could just be myself.
Yeah.
You created something for yourself, and you have been relentless.
I feel like, personally, everything that I've been through has prepared me for this journey.
Yes.
Like, I used to get picked on and bullied and people used to talk mess about me in school. Now, I'm a celebrity.
Let's hear a little bit about your story, just in case our Red Table Talk family might not know what mm-hmm. your story is.
I'm from South Central Los Angeles, born and raised. My mom, she raised me for quite some time, and my brothers and sisters and everything, and she had a really bad car accident.
Yeah.
And basically suffered from some traumatic injuries.
She had brain and...
Yeah, Brandon, her head went through a windshield. So, okay. And she survived it. And it took her like 3 months to learn how to walk again, talk. And then it took a long time for her memories to come back. And
okay.
I remember being at the hospital and the doctor saying, you know, your mom, she'll never be the same. You're going to help her a lot more now. So she wasn't able to do a lot of things. So basically everything she had taught me up to that point, I was teaching her. But she became very abusive and violent and never came back to being my mom. She was somebody else.
You had to go into foster care because of your mother's condition.
Yeah, she wasn't able to take care of us.
Right.
Like,
How old were you when you went?
I was turning 13. My two sisters got placed together in a home. My two brothers got placed together in a home. And then I had to go to McLaren Hall for like a few days because they couldn't find a place for me, right?
Right.
It's kind of set up like a juvenile detention center. I guess it is in some ways for like kids with behavioral issues or when they can't find a place to place you.
Right.
So then I'm in McLaren Hall and these girls are like, yeah, you gonna cry tonight. We gonna beat your ass. We gonna blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, come on with it then. Come on with it. Trying to make them laugh or be silly and like, and they laughed and everything. They still came for my ass. But still,
right.
It was after that, them seeing how silly and goofy I was, they was like, ah, she a clown, she whatever. And it wasn't like trying to beat me up on a regular basis. When I think about it, it was really hard, but I'm so grateful for the experience.
Yep.
Because I got to see how other people live. I thought just my family was f***ed up. I
right.
thought my family was crazy and got mental issues. But turns out everybody
messed up.
Like Spanish people, black people, white people,
everybody. People.
Yeah. We all messed up. And then so it made me just appreciate even more just being a human.
So what happened as far as you getting to the 10th grade and really not being able to read?
There's really a lot of people I gotta say thank you to, because I cheated off a lot of people. And a lot of them got me through high school.
Was it in high school that you struggled with reading, or was it before that?
It was before that, and by 10th grade, my drama teacher figured out I couldn't really read. Like, I could read, like, three-letter words, four-letter words, or things that you see every day because of TV, you know, fast food joints. I could see that. I know what it is. Anyways, me in school, this girl, I can't remember her first name. I just remember her last name was Lee. Uh-huh. And I try to make sure I always sat behind her. Every time there was, like, a question, she always raised her hand. So I figured, oh, she's smart, right? So then I'd be like, man, what'd you get on that last test? She's like, oh, I got an A. Oh, man, you smart as hell. Can I see your homework?
Right.
Let me see if I did my homework right. I ain't do my homework at all. I'm just copying basically all her answers.
Right.
Like, that's how I got through school. Just professionally cheating all the time. Even, like, we had to do, like, an English class, and it had to do creative writing, right?
Right.
And so I would just get storybooks like Garfield or something like that. I just plagiarize. I was the worst.
I'm listening to you, and I'm like, I did the same thing. I wasn't even supposed to graduate high school. It was literally a gift, my high school diploma. So,
but
your hustle was a little stronger than mine, because I went to an art school. So I had a little bit more leniency. My favorite story that you told me is the story where you found out how funny you were.
My stepdad used to tell me, you're stupid. And then my grandma always be saying that I was stupid. And my aunties would tell me I'm stupid. And my mama would say I'm stupid. At that point in time in my life, anytime somebody said something to me, I would take it literal that I was stupid.
Oh.
So I didn't really put forth a lot of effort to try to learn how to read or try to. It was difficult already. And then if I'm stupid, well, what's the point?
Right.
I'm going to be a baby mama anyways. I already take care of kids. What I need to know how to read for, I know what hot dogs look like, I know what rice look like, and I know how to cook that, you know? I know how to use a measuring cup, I know numbers. So it was, like, to me, not necessary. So when I started working at the airlines, and I was being silly at the ticket counter, and this girl was like, girl, you are so stupid. And I was like, you call me stupid one more time and watch what's going to happen. We're going to have a fight up here. She was like, I'm just saying you're funny.
Right.
And I was like, oh. All these years, probably everybody was saying I was funny. I'm 19 years old, like, oh, damn, I'm funny.
So what was the turning point for you, Tiff? It just seems like throughout your life, you really didn't get a lot of positive reinforcement.
No, but it came from other places, though.
Like where?
My social worker was so instrumental because she really paid attention to me.
Really?
And she really noticed that I had something. And she got me in that comedy camp. And that's when I first started getting confidence. And maybe I always had confidence and didn't realize it. Mm-hmm. But that really helped me to be confident in who I am and what I look like. And I can make fun of this. And I thought I was ugly, too. So it's funny because my social worker used to be like, you're beautiful. And I'm like, stop. You probably say that to all the foster kids so that they don't run away. Like, right. That's what I was like, thinking like that.
What I love about you is just how you just put your intelligence to a hustle. I mean, every step of the way from your childhood, having to go through foster care system.
Abuse, homelessness.
Homeless. And still.
Never gave up.
Where's your mother now?
Oh, so I'm so proud of myself and her. In December, we got her out the mental institution.
Tiff.
Got her the best psychologist.
Okay.
Got her the best doctor. She's already lost like 30 pounds. I got her apartment in Inglewood, and I got her and my sister staying there. And I'm like, I'll cover the rent. You cover everything else on mama's side, right? And that's what we're doing. It's funny, the other day she was at my house. This is the first time she said, like, she's proud.
How did it make you feel, though, when your mother told you that she was proud of you?
Girl, it took everything in my heart. Not to just break down and cry. I just hugged her so tight. And she's like holding me and we're on each other, just hugging so tight. And I'm just trying not to cry.
Right.
And then I went to the bathroom, turned on the shower, jumped in that motherfucker and was like, it's all worth it.
Yeah.
Like, that part right there. Y'all didn't get spankings?
No.
Y'all not really black, huh?
Well, Tiff, with everything that's been going on in your life, as far as the rise, what has been the best part?
This probably gonna seem like really small, but to me, it's the biggest thing. But when Beyonce said my name in the song.
Girl,
I made it. I made it. This is it. Okay, I'm a celebrity now. So the Beyonce story is this. I went to a party. Beyonce was there, and somebody was acting like they was out of order. So they was like pulling on me, and then they put their body parts on me. I ain't like that.
Right.
Then when I found out she bit Beyonce, then it was like a whole nother level to it. So I went up to Beyonce. I was like, I'm finna party up. Right. I'm about to get in a fight, and I just need to know, did this really happen? And she said, yeah. She said, don't do that. I was like, well, I'm gonna need a selfie. And then she took a selfie with me, and I didn't fight. In my mind, she could have been real mean about it,
right,
but she protected me.
She did.
And like,
she did.
I would have for sure probably went to jail.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could have got beat up.
And I hope B knows that could have all gone very badly.
Very bad.
Yeah.
And I wanted her to know that I consider her a hero because I was definitely going into my hood mentality. Yeah.
I want you to know I was happy that she did that.
Now, why do you think they call it celebrity? Why can't it just be entertainer? Why? Because nobody threw me no party. I haven't had no celebrations yet. So where is the celebrity thing?
Well,
why do they call it that?
Well, here's the thing. The celebration has been through the people. The people have celebrated you. Have you noticed that?
I mean, they say nice things and stuff.
Mm-mm. Tiffany, it's not just nice things. Because what you represent for women who have come from similar stories like you, you have not allowed your story to make you bitter. And even though it makes you sad and sometimes you really struggle, you always reach high. You always reach high. And so I think what you've done for so many women who felt like they haven't had a voice, who haven't felt validated, who feel like they don't matter, you make them matter in a certain way. You present yourself like, I'm here, we here together. And this is not just about Black women. Yeah. I have seen all kinds of women from all different walks of life so happy to see you. Every time they see me, what's Tiffany like? Like, what is she really like? You know what I mean? And to me, that's a celebration. People are celebrating you in that way, you know? And that to me more means more than a party.
But to me, a celebration is a party.
All right, we're going to have a Tiffany Haddish party. It's done.
Okay, now I'm a celebrity. We're celebrating. I'm a celebrity.
That part. We could do that. So, Tiff, let's talk a little bit about your love life.
My love life? Well, I love me a lot.
There you go. That's the best love life we could have.
I'm guaranteed to be satisfied over here when it's with me.
That part.
I'm very busy.
Are you dating?
I would like to date.
Okay.
I really don't have a lot of time for it, but when somebody asks me out on a date that I'm interested in, like, hanging out with, I will clear the schedule. I will make some time.
So have you had any special requests?
So, you know, I was in a Drake music video,
yes,
right? And so I was texting with Drake, and he's like, man, I'm so excited about the video. I said, man, I'm excited about the video, too. He was like, we should hang out sometime. I'm like, yeah, I'm down to hang out. I'm cool to hang out. You let me know. And he was like, let me take you to dinner. And I was like, that sound good? And he's like, okay, cool. We'll make it work, right? So I blocks all this time off. Like, shoot, I go get my mustache waxed, you know what I'm saying? Get my armpits waxed. Got me a nice little dress. Then I'm like, so what time are we heading out? Are you sitting in the car? Like, where are we going?
Right.
And then he's like, oh, man, my bad, family emergency. I'm in Canada right now. And I was like, okay.
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 Right.
I could have made $100,000 a day.
Right.
But I was trying to see what that D do. But all right. Wait, not going to do that no more.
Oh, wait a minute. Speaking of that, okay, I remember when we were on Girls Trip set, okay, and you were telling me about your special book.
Oh, my dick book.
Yeah.
My dick pic book. I was doing research. So basically, because I'm a scientist.
A very special nature.
Yeah, I'm a peniotologist.
Yes!
I'm a peniotologist. When I was younger, anytime I would go on a date, I would ask a guy if I could see his penis.
Right.
And then I would pull out my disposable camera and I'll ask him, can I take a picture of your penis? I'm like, I don't want your face or anything. I just want to remember your penis. And they'd be holding it in their hand. And then from their hands, you could see, like, dirty nails, dirty dick. And you could see, like, it, the tip of their penis usually matched their fingernails. It was a nice little coffee table conversation situation.
No, I have to tell you, that was some of the most fascinating conversations that you and I had. And what you said was the feet. No, it's not about the feet.
It ain't about the feet. It's never about the feet. Check them hands. Check them hands. His hands always dry and ashy. His dick probably ashy, too.
Oh, my God. Okay, Jen, can we have the fishbowl? Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. This is our little special bowl where we have questions. Yeah, these are from our Red Table Talk Facebook family right here.
Okay.
So let's pick one.
All right.
All right, let me
do. Is there going to be a girls' trip too?
Oh my gosh.
I hope so.
I do too, Tiff.
Did they call you? About it?
Well, you know, they did in the beginning. I haven't heard anything lately.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
Like 2 months ago, I got a call saying, they were concerned about how much it's going to cost.
And that has been my answer to everyone. You know, there's four of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we all going in together.
Yeah.
And
we sticking together.
We sticking together. Oh, I'm not going to ask you this one.
Why?
Because it's, where did you get the name Black Unicorn? And
oh, okay. That's,
yeah.
That's from me having a wart on my forehead.
What?
When I was in elementary school,
right.
I had a wart on my forehead. Now, I thought it was a mole, right? But it would grow out like, it would like be like a flower and then
right.
like kind of spiral around itself. Kids used to be like, you a dirty ass unicorn. You a dirty ass unicorn. And so, and they would make fun of me. Like, Tiffany got flies all on her face because I had a mole right here. I have a mole on my nose. I had a mole, this mole right here under my eye was much smaller than. And then I had this thing growing out my forehead. And I remember this one boy, his name was James. He used to make me so mad. And I was sitting in class one day and I just took some scissors and I just cut it. And I just let it bleed down my face like a weirdo. But everybody was like, oh my God, Tiffany's bleeding. They all cared about me. Everybody took care of me.
Right.
And then he was like, I'm sorry. Why'd you cut your horn off? Like, you shouldn't have cut your horn. You might bleed to death. And I was like, if I die, it's all your fault. He was so nice to me after that.
Dang. Oh my gosh. Oh. Tiffany, you were harassed coming up through the comedy clubs. What's the worst story from those days, and do you have advice for female comics?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a lot of sexual harassment in comedy, because comedians are perverts. I always handled it well, though. Like,
right.
I always, like, turned it around on them. You know, what a man can't handle is an aggressive woman.
Right, right.
That scares the f*** out of them. And
right.
I figured that out early. At first, they would be, like, pushing up on me, like, if you want 5 minutes... a stage time, you're gonna have to give me 5 minutes. Like, what you gonna do for it? I'm like, I'm not giving up my body for no damn stage time. Like, you gonna make money off of me and I'm gonna give up my
right.
Lip. They're being aggressive. They're basically testing their boundaries with you. So I would suggest to women, like, when guys do that, I would, like, return the favor. I would get aggressive right back. If they're like, damn, baby, you fine, I'd be like, ooh, you fine. Look
right.
at you! They're
right.
like, oh, wait, there's something wrong with this lady. She must got something. That's how I get down. They try to snatch your light, man.
Yeah.
You can't let them have your light.
No, that's real talk.
Loved you guys and girls trip. Describe your co-stars with one sentence. Regina.
Pretty smart, cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually 3 words, but I guess that could be a sentence.
She is
pretty smart, cool. Yeah.
Queen.
Oh, she's just a super gentle heart.
Mm-hmm.
Just a super gentle heart.
And then me.
You! You such a tender soul. You're a tender soul, too. You really are. You just a... You're a tender soul. I think you can be tough. You've had to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
But really, you're a tenderoni.
Yeah, I am
you
a tenderoni.
Really are. You're just a tenderoni.
I'm gonna describe you. Jada is a queen, knowledgeable, and my big sister.
Oh, Tiff! I want you to meet my mother.
Okay.
Gam! Hey!
Hey, girl. Hi, looking good.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, have a seat, Gan.
Okay.
All right. I will
sit
down for a second. Was there anything you wanted to ask, Tiff?
There is, actually. You know, like, this whole thing is new for me, okay? And I already get a bit of attention just from being Jada's mom. You know, people assume that you want all the fame, and so you're gonna go for it all.
Well, let me give you the backstory on that, because I was telling Gammy, you want your art, but you might not want all the attention and all the stuff that comes with it.
That comes with it. So how are you dealing with that?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I like it.
I told you. some people like it.
I like it when I walk into a room and stuff and people light up with joy. To me, I feel like I'm doing my purpose here on this planet. I feel like that's my job. Now, I got a question for you. How bad was Jada? Did you have to give her a lot of spankings, or did you, like, give her time outs?
We didn't really
spank. My grandmother didn't allow it, Tiffany.
Yeah. What?
Back in the day, we did old school parenting when you just, like...
Yeah, that's all she needed to do was give me a look, and I was
like what?
She still could do it. I'd be like, she did it to me here at the red table. Well, she was like, that's enough of that. We're not going to talk about it. And I was like... like, mommy has spoken. Because, you know, it just stays with you forever. It's just ingrained in you.
It really depends on what the circumstances are.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on what's going on, what kind of look you actually going to get. It was four of us.
Right.
And y'all didn't get spankings?
No.
Y'all not really black, huh?
We were very well-mannered.
But you know, you two or three times and it's just...
And that's enough.
Then the look.
Yeah, you've given me that look before and I'm like, what? I don't understand. I'm gonna be quiet now.
It's just energy.
I wanna learn how to do that look though. Like,
you have that look, Tiff.
Yeah, you're right. I'ma tell it.
There we go. We are done. Tiff. Tiffany, thank you for being here, Mama.
Thank you for having me.
This was so nice.
Yeah.
It was just good to be able to sit with you and talk to you because your time is precious.
Yeah. But it's worth sharing with you and your mom. I love both of y'all. Yes, Tiffany. This was super fun.
Yeah, this was really fun. This was a great conversation. Yeah, this was good.
On our next Red Table Talk,
the internationally renowned dog whisperer, Cesar Millan, my OG homie.
Because of Jada, I speak English.
I'm getting teary. You're like the epitome of the American dream. But what has been the most challenging?
The feeling of failure. I'm not good enough. I went to a place where I didn't love myself. That's when I wanted to commit suicide.
Wow, Cesar. Tiffany Haddish is leaving us, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you, Tiffany. I want to just get Tiff some water.
Yes. When you know I'm going to call you, be like, oh, my God, bro, oh, my. He's saying yes.
All right, you guys. We just got finished at the red table with my sweetheart right here.
Yes.
Tiffany.
To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/redtabletalk. Thanks for listening to this episode of Red Table Talk Podcast, produced by Facebook Watch, Westbrook Audio, and iHeartRadio.